USA Radio News.
New York State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin, and it is not clear yet whether the infected person in Rockland County was linked to other cases. Officials said the case occurred in a previously healthy young man who was unvaccinated and developed paralysis in their legs. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Two people are dead and eight survivors were rescued from waters of Florida Keys, the U.S. Coast Guard has confirmed. Authorities continue to search for another five people who are still in the water. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the 15 people, all thought to be migrants, were on board an illegal voyage. It is not clear from where they had traveled.
Taiwan is calling China its evil neighbor for conducting live fire military drills around the island. Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Pentagon has rejected a request from the District of Columbia seeking National Guard assistance in what the mayor has called a, quote, growing humanitarian crisis prompted by thousands of migrants being bused to the city from Texas and Arizona.
We expect to escalate the number of people crossing the border seeking asylum.
This all began when Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced plans to send busloads of migrants to Washington, D.C. in response to President Joe Biden's decision to lift a pandemic-era emergency health order that restricted migrants' entry numbers by denying them a chance to seek asylum. Mayor Bowser said that the district may send an amended, more specific request, adding that she believes this is the first time a D.C. request for National Guard has been denied. Three more ships carrying thousands of tons of corn have left the Ukrainian ports. This is the latest sign that a negotiated deal to export grain trapped since Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 6 months ago is slowly materializing. The ships are bound for Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Turkey. Grain prices peaked after Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.